The Security Council unanimously approved a plan to cut the Ethiopia-Eritrea mission from 2,300 to 1,700 people. At the same time, the Council lamented the lack of progress in settling a boundary dispute that has festered since a truce in 2000 ended more than 2 years of fighting that killed 70,000 people. A resolution extending the life of the mission known as UNMI criticizes both countries. It calls for Ethiopia to accept a settlement handed down by an international boundary commission, and it demands that Eritrea withdraw troops from a buffer zone along the 1,000-kilometer-long frontier. Diplomats say slashing the strength of the force by 600 is a sign of the Council's frustration at the failure of efforts to resolve the dispute. Michael Hoare, a spokesman for the British mission to the United Nations, says both sides are to blame.
And the difficulty here is that you have one country, Ethiopia, which hasn't recognized as final and binding the decision of the EBC, so which has played its part in the difficulties that we've reached. And then we have another country, Eritrea, which is not acknowledging the international nature of UN missions, which is imposing restrictions which impede UNMI from doing its job and in some cases place it in danger. So, yeah, it's a really frustrating position for the Council. And when both parties are at fault, it's very hard to see how the Council can provide leverage.
South Africa's UN ambassador, Dumisani Khumalo, says the Security Council resolution is intended as a gentle warning to both sides.
The resolution calls on both of them to indicate that if we know that they are not going to do anything, then the Council will have to take its own action. The problem is that they agreed to a border demarcation. They created the border demarcation body together. So they have to resolve it among themselves. But I think the Security Council is being neutral and, you know, is trying to say we want to see movement on both sides before we decide what to do next.
The chief of UN peacekeeping operations, Jean-Marie Guénot, was quoted as saying the entire Ethiopia-Eritrea peace process is failing. Speaking to the French news agency on the sidelines of the African Union summit in Addis Ababa, Guénot said the UN force is in what he called a very difficult and uncomfortable situation. He said the Security Council's move to slash the size of the mission should send a strong signal to both parties. On the other hand, he warned, it would be a grossly irresponsible act for the international community to give up completely. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。